This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So the CDC has been reporting over the last few days that a surge in hospitalizations has been primarily coming from the under 50s, which I used to be a part of. I can't even say that anymore now. And they're finding one of the biggest groups between the ages of 30 and 39. They're also seeing pediatric cases, kids surging in terms of COVID, which is almost acting like a completely brand new virus from what we had in 2020. In 2020, kids were fine, and this seemed to affect more older, vulnerable people. Now it's almost flipped. We're seeing healthy people, no major medical issues, healthy kids come down with COVID and be hospitalized. And so what's been, you know, being told to people is, well, you know, the variant is changing and the variant is worse. And, I mean, it makes sense to me with my immunological microbiology background, but to a lot of people, they're not buying it. And they want to know what else could be going on. And I understand that. I get that. Right? There's been a lot of distrust of the government, some distrust of public health officials, and people don't want to be told something and said, look, just take it for what it's worth and don't question us. So News 13 had asked me, you know, what do I think could be going on with these, you know, rises, Johnny Dummel of News 13 Local, you know, in terms of younger individuals. And so I think, you know, well, one is, which is kind of seems obvious, the Delta variant might be a little smarter, even though the Delta variant has mutations to get into the receptors, to get into cells better, maybe in younger individuals and their immune system, you know, what they were able to do to put off the wild type COVID-19, they can't do with the Delta variant. So whereas the old wild type affected more older individuals, this Delta variant figured out how to get into younger individuals. All right. So that's one thing that I could understand, and it could be explained immunologically. But other issues that could be going on could be, you know, maybe younger individuals aren't that healthy to begin with. You know, we've been saying that, look, you know, the old people, seniors, they're vulnerable. You know, I know a lot of baby boomers, and I know a lot of people that are kind of in their 60s and 70s. They look a hell of a lot healthier than many of the young people I know. A lot of young people out there, they are obese. They smoke. They vape. They drink alcohol. They, you know, they aren't really taking care of themselves. They're not being active. I mean, they play video games. They're not, you know, a lot of baby boomers, they weren't of the video game age. They were of the played outside age, so they got a lot of vitamin D. They had stronger bones. They had better exercise work ethic. So one maybe misconception is that younger people are the healthier population. They might not be. Younger people might be more at risk. Then the whole bubble idea. I mean, I think one of the reasons why we're seeing kids in the hospital is because they've been in a bubble for the last 16 months. Kids are designed to eat dirt. It's not a good thing. They're designed to kiss their pets, to put their pets' paws into their mouth. That's what kids have done since the dawn of time. And their immune system, even though their immune system, especially when they're babies, can be very delicate and immature, kids are designed to be challenged from an immune system standpoint. They might get the chicken pox when they're, you know, this was before the vaccine. They might get a lot of these childhood illnesses, hand, foot, and mouth, RSV, rotavirus. But these are things that challenge their immune system. Now, sadly, some kids die from these things. I mean, polio. The last thing we want is any kid being challenged with polio. So I'm excited we have a robust vaccination program. But we kept kids bubbled up for 16 months. And even kids that haven't, you know, now are getting out there. You know, we do vaccinate so much that do they get proper immune priming? I'm not saying we don't do vaccines. I'm pro-vaccine. But it does make you wonder if we are breeding a less strong pediatric population. I don't understand why classes have to always be indoors when these kids learn Shakespeare. Why aren't you going for a hike? Why aren't you walking around the campus while reciting Shakespeare? I had to memorize, "Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father, refuse thy name, for thou will not be but toward my love, and I shall no longer be a Capulet." I had to, or if I pronounce it right, I had to sit there and say that to the classroom. Why aren't I doing it outside where we're getting some sun? While we're out in the outdoors, why aren't we doing this while walking? Why aren't we with PE learning how to lift weights? Learning how to Peloton, learning how to hike, learning how to cycle. Why aren't we doing that? You know, but badminton is nice, but, you know, I think we need to learn more practical sort of things. We need to teach kids survival skills. We need to teach kids CPR. We need to teach kids self-defense. So there is a chance that we have been making a younger generation of vulnerable people. Now, also, we've given everybody a false sense of security when it comes to the vaccines and the masks. We told people, if you get the vaccine, you're good, and you get to rip off the mask. But vaccinated individuals are spreading the virus. The mask doesn't necessarily hold in all the exhaled aerosol. It provides a barrier, and I will support that it provides a barrier, but does that mask, right, that people are wearing, thinking they're in the clear, truly protecting them? So we have a lot of younger individuals that think, look, I'm vaccinated, I'm good, I'm wearing this blue thing, I'm good. And I think we're forgetting common sense. You know, a virus will outsmart a thin face covering. A virus will outsmart a vaccine. So these rises in younger individuals not only could be a more vicious variant, but just could be a whole slew of things. And so we got to get our immune system primed. We got to be exercising. We got to stay away from the TV. We have to realize that our masks are weak because they're not N95 respirators, and realize that the vaccine doesn't make you 100% immune. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go in.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the tallest man in the world has died. Igor Vovkovinsky. You've seen him. He was a pretty big celebrity influencer. People followed him, a really, really sweet guy. And sadly, he died at the age of 38. His height rose to 7 feet 8 inches. He was huge. And sadly, he had heart disease and was hospitalized, I believe, over the last few days. And then his mother wrote on Facebook, his mother Svetlana wrote that he died. She said Igor died August 20th at 22:17 in the hospital from heart disease. He and his older brother Ole were with him until the end. His last dinner was a piece of Kiev cake and Fanta. A few hours before his death, they said he was accompanied by his Ola's wife, Ala, and children. Igor was glad to see them, but it was difficult for him to speak. He tried to joke about his nephew and whether he had learned the Ukrainian language in a month in the Ukraine. He was always he always had a fantastic sense of humor. And, you know, sadly, he had been diagnosed with a tumor that caused pituitary giantism. And giantism is a condition where you have acromegaly, or an over-secretion of growth hormone. And I believe he was diagnosed as a child. We don't really have a lot of his medical history. And as a child, it causes growth hormone is what you need to grow tall. And there are, sadly, conditions where you don't have growth hormone. And sadly, then these children do not develop. But then you have other conditions where you have too much growth hormone. And when that happens, then you sadly can have multiple organ dysfunction. So I'm going to really quickly here, I apologize. I'm trying to look up when he had, I think he had a tumor and he had to have that removed when he was, I forget what age, and so I'm trying to look it up. I apologize. But sadly, you could get cardiac involvement. And when your heart grows too fast, and your heart, remember, has to be a pump that can pump throughout a 7-foot-8-inch body, you know, it has a higher chance of failing. You know, they say those of short stature, shorter individuals have higher risk of heart disease, and taller individuals have higher risk of cancer. Taller individuals can, however, still have higher risk of heart disease as well. So we call it acromegaly. Many times we'll start to see feet enlarge, hands enlarge. Some people might have growth hormone tumors beyond a child, and they'll notice that they can't put their rings on, or their shoe size has progressively increased. Your feet are supposed to stop growing in puberty. In fact, your feet will stop growing, I believe, a year or two before you stop growing taller. I need to double check that. And so acromegaly will also cause changes in your face shape, protruding lower jaw, brow bone, enlarged nose, thickened lips, wider spacing between the teeth, which is why many old fables would, you know, picture these giants. They'd call them giants, and they would illustrate these giants as what we would see in these fiction books, but they would resemble those who suffered from this medical issue. Acromegaly does progress slowly. Sometimes you might not notice it for years. You might go, oh, wow, my kid's going to be a basketball player. That's great. You know, but you might want to double check, because if their hands and feet are enlarging, their facial features are changing, their skin is getting more coarse, more oily, they start to have more body odor, excessive sweating, more skin tags, more fatigue, muscle weakness, joint issues, because again, it's the body's growing faster than the structure of the body can handle. You might have pain in the joints, mobility. The voice might become more deepened and husky. Might be related also to high testosterone. You could have enlarged vocal cords, sinuses. You might have severe snoring because the obstruction, the airway gets obstructed. Vision problems, headaches. Many of these people, if they're women, have menstrual cycle abnormalities. Men might have erectile dysfunction, sexual dysfunction, because it could play and mess with some of the hormones. And so, sadly, it usually stems from the pituitary gland. And the pituitary gland produces many of our hormones. With acromegaly, it produces too much growth hormone. And the pituitary gland is actually one of the, you know, as the brain sits, it's really protected, kind of near the center of the brain, but it sits behind the bridge of your nose. And so it produces growth hormone. It triggers the liver to produce a hormone called insulin-like growth factor that also causes your bones and tissues to grow. Too much growth hormone could lead to too much IGF-1, which is the insulin-like growth factor, and that could then cause acromegaly. So you could get it from pituitary tumors, where a tumor is, you know, it's usually non-cancerous, but it's meaning it's not going to metastasize and spread, but it still isn't necessarily benign in that it could be causing this sort of havoc on your hormones. And the tumor could produce excessive amounts of growth hormone because it's extra tissue. Then you could have non-pituitary tumors, where you could have tumors not so much in the brain, but they could be on the lungs, the pancreas, other parts of the body. And I believe also even on the kidneys. And then it produces more growth hormone. So sadly, these people could get high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart issues like cardiomyopathy, an enlargement or stretching of the heart, osteoarthritis, type 2 diabetes, enlargement of the thyroid gland, a goiter, because the gland is trying to, again, you know, create enough hormone for, you know, the body. Many times they'll even get precancerous growths of the colon, sleep apnea as their adenoids and tonsils are enlarged, blocking airflow, carpal tunnel syndrome, increased risk of cancerous tumors. As we talked about, tall people have more organ, with more organ, more risk of cancer. There could also be spinal cord compression and fractures, vision changes, vision loss. So what do? Well, we try to treat it early. So if we have a child, you know, or a younger individual that's going through these changes, we immediately run a growth hormone. We could run a blood test. We could run an MRI, see if we could see the tumor, and then we could address it and treat it. So Mayo Clinic has a lot of information on it. So now, sadly, now that Igor is gone, the next, by the way, he is, I believe they're going to have a memorial service this Saturday, and then they're going to cremate him, and the burial will be announced at a later date. But Guinness says currently the tallest living man in the world is Sultan Kösen. He's from Turkey, and he measures 8 feet, 2.8 inches tall. I think Igor was 8 inches, 3.3 inches tall. Sultan is 8 feet, 2.8 inches tall. The tallest man in history, however, is Robert Pershing Wadlow. So according to Guinness, Wadlow was from Illinois. He was 8 feet, 11.1 inches tall, so almost 9 feet tall. He died in 1940. Wow. The David and Goliath story. We wonder if Goliath had giantism. We call it acromegaly, you know, growth hormone disorder. So, you know, it just kind of goes to show that our body is it's a fantastically engineered machine, but when one part doesn't work right, it really can affect so much of the rest of, you know, the body. And our bodies, you know, for him to live till he's 38, you know, we are being luckily able to extend life expectancy and able to do more. Many of these people would not live that long, you know, because their size and it just caused, sadly, so many other, you know, medical issues. But, you know, we're able to do a lot. We're just sadly not able to do everything we need to. And many, it's interesting how I'll read a storybook and I'll read a kid's book, and you'll see something that really looks like a medical condition. And these are things that have come down, and we still don't realize that, you know, much of, I mean, even a lot of the Dungeons and Dragons, some of the trolls, things like that, you know, they got some of that from people who had, you know, some of these illnesses. We talked about how the vampire fables would come probably from people who had porphyria. Porphyria is a condition where when you go out into the sun, your skin could bubble and blister. You have a sun sensitivity. You're anemic. And so you will crave, you'll have like a pica sort of craving, and you'll crave like raw meat because you want the iron. And so people probably looked at porphyria people as, you know, okay, well, they're staying away from the daylight. They're, you know, only coming out at night, and they're eating bloody meat. Calling them vampires. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden has agreed with the Pentagon recommendation to stick to an August 31st deadline to withdraw U.S. combat troops from Afghanistan. The decision comes amid doubts over whether the U.S. can safely evacuate all American citizens and Afghan allies before the deadline. Meantime, the top Senate Republican is blasting President Biden for his decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan.
This is a foreign policy blunder of gargantuan proportions that's a stain on our national reputation and will be remembered for decades.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking there on Fox News. He also went after Biden for having no plan to execute the withdrawal. New home sales rose in July by 1% with the median price of a new home selling for $390,500. USA Radio News. Now's not a good time to visit Hawaii. That's what Governor David Enge said on Monday. Enge asking all residents and visitors to restrict travel to and from Hawaii to essential activities only. According to Johns Hopkins University, the current 7-day rolling average in Hawaii is 59 new cases of COVID-19, while it's averaging 2 deaths a day. The FDA has another warning for people when it comes to treating coronavirus.
The FDA is asking people not to use an animal deworming medication as treatment for COVID-19. The FDA tweeting that people should not use the drug ivermectin to treat COVID, as the medication is used to treat and prevent parasites in animals like horses and livestock. The FDA says that besides not being proven to treat coronavirus, the drug can cause severe side effects in humans, including allergic reactions, seizures, and even death. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we need to be a little honest here because there's been some pretty interesting headlines. As Governor Cuomo stepped down yesterday, and I think he left his dog. I think there was a rescue dog, and I think the dog has been taken to a shelter now. It was a really beautiful Malamute Husky mix. New York has its first female governor, Kathy Hochul. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. And CNN wrote a piece, which is really interesting, on the 19 states who have never had a female governor. As Hochul becomes the first female governor in New York, she's one of 9 women governors currently serving in the United States. It is interesting to see that there are many states in the year 2021 that have never been, you know, fit with a woman. I shouldn't use the word fit, but seated by a woman. There are currently 27% of seats in current Congress held by women, but which is the highest in history so far. But still, in 2021, you would think it would be a little bit more. The first state to ever have a female governor was Wyoming. Governor Nellie Taylor Ross won a special election in 1925 to replace her husband after he died. Arizona's had 4 female governors. But the states that have never had a female governor include Nevada, where I live, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, Mississippi, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Wisconsin, and West Virginia. I've never had a female governor. And it's interesting. Last year, some people asked if I would run for governor in the next cycle. And I said no, because, you know, I'd rather have fans than votes. When you run for office, you know, people don't like you. I want people to like me. I like being liked. I don't want to be disliked. So running for office. But deep down, the reason why I didn't run is because I figured people would rather have a dude. There's no way I could win against a man who runs. And it's not because, you know, I'm trying to, you know, be on some feminist pulpit or anything like that right now. It's just when people, you know, I guess in my state, look to governors. I mean, they look to these, you know, big strapping men. And females have a tough road in politics. So we need to be honest, because I think, you know, CNN is kind of saying, look, you know, New York finally has a female governor. Why aren't more women running? So we need to have a pretty, I guess, honest conversation. I mean, do voters like women? And we spoke about this years ago. As a woman, I can tell you right now that women seem to have more enemies than men. They just do. And the reason why is because you would think, okay, well, you know, dudes are going to vote for dudes. Women are going to vote for women. Not entirely. Some of my biggest enemies in my life, and I should have never had any enemies, but some people who just wanted to make my life a living hell, ended up being women. And, you know, I grew up thinking there's going to be a sisterhood, and women are going to help women. And instead, I have just throughout my career faced jealousy after jealousy. And I love women, and I want to help women. And any time, you know, a female student or somebody or male student, anybody who wants help, I help. But I'm just very frustrated with the idea that sisterhood is going to be there for you, because it hasn't been. And so sadly, I think what ends up happening is if, let's say, there are certain biases towards a woman running that might come from male voters, she's not going to be immune to that from female voters. There are many women that currently don't like Kamala Harris. They don't like Biden. They might not like Trump. They might not like, you know, I mean, women, you know, aren't also stupid. Women aren't going to vote for somebody just because they have a vagina. I mean, women are going to vote for people that are, you know, that are qualified. So women might also be very discerning too. So a woman might not want to think that she is being accused of voting for a woman just because we all have boobies. The woman might be like, no, 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 you know what? I am really going to research this, and I am going to make an educated decision. Because women don't want to look like they're just, you know, following the herd. So I think the female voter might be maybe, you know, a lot more cautious, might not be, you know, under that whole sort of, you know, cloud of, all right, well, women will vote for women. You know, just like right now, you know, Republicans vote for Republicans, Democrats vote for Democrats. There's a lot of voters out there going, no, 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 no. Okay, I don't, you know, homie doesn't play that. I'm going to vote for who I think is going to be the best candidate. So, you know, many women probably feel like if they run, there's going to be more people that just prefer the guy. You know, strong women seem to get the stereotype that they're bitches, that they're, you know, that they're mean, that they slept their way to the top. And sadly, some women are that way, or they did sleep their way to the top and they ruined it for the rest of us. But, dudes don't seem to have to deal with that much of a stereotype. And so I think it's a harder path. But then, you know, we can't just blame voter discretion and voter bias. I don't think a lot of women run. I haven't really seen a lot of women want to run for president or run for governor. Now, why is that? Well, I could only speak for myself. Having been asked to run for mayor years ago and then run for governor, one of the things I stop and think about are my kids. There are crazy people out there. And when my house got broken into and I had stalkers with the radio show, I'm like, I need to put my kids in a safe area. I need to somehow insulate them because what I'm doing could be putting them at risk. And when I spoke to them years ago about running for office, when I was approached, one of the first things, you know, one of them said is, somebody's going to try to kill you. Now, I think it happened right after Gabby Gifford's shooting in Tucson. And so, you know, I'm thinking like, look, I'm on this earth, you know, not to govern a state or not to run the country. I'm on this earth for my kids first. And, you know, to be put in a position where there could be some crazy person that doesn't want me around, and so for me as a woman, I didn't run because of my kids. Yeah, I lied to one about his about his car. I might not be the best mother. I'm not sitting here saying I'm the best mother. But, I think a lot of us women, whether it's our jobs, whether it's a lot of decisions we make, it's for our kids. And trust me, I would love to turn this country around. I want this country to be the best country it could be. I want to look strong. I don't want it to be having the chaos that it has. I think maybe I could do a good job, you know, for my kids. But directly, I think, sadly, politics destroy families. And my kids, it's their time now. I've built a career. I'm still, you know, building my career. I love where my career is going. But it's my kids' time now for them to be their own people and get their following and get their fame and get their career. And to have, you know, somebody rip me to pieces and then them be known as Dahlia's kids, I don't think that's fair to them. Now, maybe when they're older, they've already established themselves. I mean, I really don't have any skeletons in the closet because, you know, I was a virgin for the longest time. But I'm sure somebody out there is going to claim I slept with him. You know, hopefully he's cute, you know, and say, yeah, but right now, I don't really have anything that exciting in my past. But still, people will turn anything you do, you know, they're just so vicious, and I just don't want to do that to my kids. So, interestingly, that, you know, a lot of women don't run for politics, but, I think it's still going to take a while for people to embrace more women as governors and presidents. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what we're seeing in Afghanistan and as it unfolds, we hope there's an end in sight. We hope people get out of there. And then, you know, we've protected hopefully everybody who wants to be protected. Sadly, I don't see how that's going to be possible with the August 31st deadline. But even beyond any August 31st deadline, what happened over the last couple of weeks with Afghanistan and our pullout is going to affect us for years to come. And the big question everybody has is, where are all the Afghans going? Who's taking all the refugees? As we know, many of them are going to be coming to America. Sadly, many of them are not finding other countries nearby hospitable to them. As of August 22, 2021, 6,000 U.S. troops were working to evacuate U.S. military, American citizens, and Afghans who are approved for special immigrant visas. SIVs are a special program to protect Afghans who risk their lives working for U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Germany, France, Italy, and the U.K. are conducting smaller evacuation efforts for their nationals and some Afghans as well. According to Quartz.com, the pace of these poorly planned evacuations have been slow. They are taking place amid chaos in Kabul, where crowds are being confronted by violence from members of the now ruling Taliban, and U.S. forces are facing checkpoints that are near impossible to pass. When people say nobody's dying over there, there was a horrible video that surfaced. Well, there's been multiple. One didn't show the horror, but you knew what happened. Apparently there was a comedian, a pretty famous Afghanistan comedian, that got arrested. He was put in the back of a car. He was being smacked in the face by some Taliban soldiers, and we found out that he was later shot. And he was a comedian. So I don't know why they felt the need to kill him. Did they think it was a spy? Sadly, we are hearing that the Taliban is not, the takeover is not one where, oh, okay, we have a new government. I mean, it is causing people to obviously want to flee. Shahrzad Akbar, who leads the Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission, called the situation failure upon failure. As a scholar specializing in forcible displacement of refugees, he says, I see this harrowing scene unfolding with a broader context of Afghanistan's long-standing displacement crisis. So the countries who accepted many Afghan refugees last year was Pakistan, took about 1.4 million, Iran, 780,000, Germany, 148,000, Austria, 40,000, France, 31,000, Sweden, 29,900 or 30,000, Greece took 21,000, Switzerland, 14,500, Italy, 12,000, Australia, 10,600, UK, 9,300, and then under 10,000, India, Indonesia, Tajikistan, Netherlands, Belgium, Turkey, Norway, Finland, Canada, Denmark. United States of America stated they only took about 1,600 refugees. Malaysia, Hungary, Syria. Well, the U.S. Refugee Act of 1980 standardized the procedures for admitting refugees. So if you are fleeing war, violence, conflict, persecution, you can come to America. There is going to be a rigorous vetting process. There's been maybe not as much enthusiasm, depending on certain administrations, as well as certain things that have happened, such as September 11th and other terrorist attacks. But they say over the past 40 years, U.S. acceptance rates for refugees worldwide have fallen significantly. It was about 200,000 admitted in 1980 to less than 50,000 in 2019. Well, if you remember, sadly, many terrorist attacks started to rise over the last few decades. And so, over the past 20 years, the U.S. has admitted over 20,000 Afghan refugees, about roughly 1,000 per year. During the 2020-2021 fiscal year, 11,800 refugees from around the world came to the U.S., but among them were 495 special immigrant visa Afghan recipients. So we are kind of being prepared to be told that we have undertaken Afghan refugees and we are going to now be taking more. Apparently, there are 20,000 in the pipeline waiting for SIV, and 70,000 Afghans, including applicants and their immediate family members, are eligible to apply. So we're not just speaking about, just one person that helped, translate. They have a whole family, and their family needs safety. They say for decades, Afghans have also migrated or fled to Europe. Between 2015 and 2016, 300,000 of them arrived on Europe. They were the second largest group of refugees and asylum seekers after Syrians. So asylum seekers are people seeking refugee status, but whose claim has yet to be evaluated. So you have a lot of uneven distribution of where people are going. And sadly, you know, up until the Taliban takeover, many Afghans were facing deportations. Right now, Germany still remains the largest host in Europe, followed by Austria, France, and Sweden. So in America, we are going to be bracing and expecting to take on many more than we have. Airbnb has actually offered to house 20,000 Afghan refugees. 20,000. And they're going to do this free of charge. They will do this, however, not all in America, but around the world, according to the company's CEO. The refugees will be housed in properties on Airbnb's platform. The stays will be funded by Airbnb. This is according to Brian Chesky on Twitter. He didn't specify exactly how much the company plans to spend on the commitment or how long the refugees will be housed for. Now, the U.S. said yesterday that they evacuated about 48,000 people from Afghanistan in recent days, while thousands are still trying to escape because Taliban, you know, militants have now threatened that that deadline that Biden gave, they're going to now hold, and there's going to be repercussions if any American soldiers are there. Sadly, American soldiers are the only thing keeping some of our Americans safe and, you know, being there to help facilitate getting Americans out. The main exit point is Kabul Airport. There's huge crowds. I don't know if you've seen some of the drone footage. There are crowds at this one gate. It's sweltering heat. Taliban has set an airlift deadline of August 31st. A lot of people that can't get to the airport have now only 7 days to do it. So Chesky said the displacement and resettlement of Afghan refugees in the U.S. and elsewhere is one of the biggest humanitarian crises of our time. We feel a responsibility to step up. I hope this inspires other business leaders to do the same. There's no time to waste. And that was very, very nice that they did that. I mean, again, these people, these families, these kids, you know, it's not their fault that the country, you know, fell apart so quickly, and that, you know, it's not very easy to relocate to a brand new country, especially in a COVID pandemic when many countries don't want people that could be spreading COVID. Well, America right now is kind of doing more open borders. They might say they're trying to restrict COVID, but right now it's we are now a refugee mecca, whether it's our southern border, whether it's coming from Afghanistan. So there's an opportunity. And so for those people that want to, you know, take advantage of that opportunity, they will. I am concerned that there will be Taliban or there will be ISIS-K people pretending to be refugees so they can get in. And even if these aren't people that want to pretend, there might be some Taliban holding their family hostage so that they are forced to do this or their family dies. So, you know, Texas Medical Technology, a supplier and distributor of medical equipment, told CNBC that they plan to hire 100 Afghan refugees within a year at their manufacturing facility in Houston. Airbnb is currently valued at about $92 billion. They have many times, covered the cost of housing in emergencies. So very, very cool. But leaves a lot of questions as to what happens next. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.